welcome to the Texaco Star Theater, ladies and gentlemen. We invite you to enjoy the next 60 minutes with Fred Allen, Kenny Baker, Portland Hopper, our special guest, Mark Hellinger, the winner of the Texaco College competition, Miss Betty Roberts from the University of Kentucky, and Al Goodman's orchestra. An hour of mirth and melody brought to you by the more than 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, and most people are looking forward to a big dinner with a roast bird. We bring you now a man who doesn't have to wait for Thanksgiving to get the bird. He's Fred Allen in person.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and congratulations on your novel opening, Mr. Wallington. All week long, every comedian on the air has been telling stale jokes about thanks. Least you might start us off with something a trifle more unique, Jimmy.
Oh, I can't help it, Fred. I always look forward to Thanksgiving.
Well, why?
Oh, that food. That big dinner, trolling those giblets through that gravy.
Trolling the giblets through the gravy, huh? Mm. Jimmy, you are not going to overdo it tomorrow.
Well, why not? Everybody overeats on Thanksgiving.
But you overeat every day, Jimmy. Well, you're getting so fat now, when you sit down, you leave grease spots. Nobody knows when they see a chair whether someone has just left Crisco on it or you have stood up. I mean, that's... But remember, while you're eating tomorrow, that skin will only stretch so far. If you get any fatter, you'll have to wear a tail light, Jimmy. There's no question about it. You are a glutton with a capital glut. Glute,
you...
I could have said. I think it would have been funnier with glute, don't you?
I tell you, though, Fred, you're exaggerating the whole thing. Have you ever seen me eat?
I certainly have. Look, I was standing with a crowd on 6th Avenue one noon last week. The crowd, we were watching a steam shovel excavating, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And a little boy ran up and yelled, "Wallington's in Lindy's!" 40 people left that steam shovel flat and rushed over to Lindy's to watch you eat.
Well, regardless, Mr. Allen, all I hope is that there's enough turkey to go around tomorrow.
What part of the... there's enough for you to go around the turkey, I... What part of the turkey do you like best, Jimmy?
Well, I eat everything but the feathers.
Oh, you eat the feathers too, Jimmy. Oh. That pillow you've got hanging down there didn't come... That didn't come from white meat, brother, and you know it.
Quit kidding, Fred. Say, what part of the turkey do you prefer?
Well, I have no choice, Jimmy. We have a large family, and for 30 years I have been getting the same portion.
What part is that?
Well, if the turkey was a boat, Jimmy, and the boat had just been launched...
Yes?
The part I get would taste of champagne.
That does it.
I thought it would. I had hoped it would.
It does.
And so then we turn... It does. And so we turn to the latest news of the week. The Texaco News presents its weekly highlight from the world of news. Washington, D.C. Under a recent ruling, OPA Bureau of Conservation sets up local salvage committees throughout the country to determine what household materials shall be saved and collected in the various sections. For the New York Territory, OPA deputy says...
In the New York area, we will campaign for waste paper. Save your waste paper.
Tonight, Texaco News... Tonight, Texaco... He looks as though he's got his on him. I don't know. Tonight, Texaco News interviews a small group of patriotic citizens who are getting behind the OPA drive in their waste paper campaign. Now, first, Mr. Landis Knobb. You have swung into action, Mr. Knobb.
Yes, I wrote a letter to the Times.
You did? What happened?
The letter came back. I forgot to put a stamp on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I imagine Washington had a pleasant trip while he was out. What did you say in your letter, Mr. Knobb?
Well, I call on America to eliminate the use of all superfluous paper. I compiled a list.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, what paper can we do without?
Those traffic tickets that cops give out?
Yes, we can. we can do without those.
Yes, those paper bloomers on lamb chops?
Yes, we can do without those.
The people should decide whether they want greasy fingers or democracy.
Don't ad lib, Mr. Knopf.
Well, I couldn't help it. I was carried away.
I see, but not in time. You got here. I mean, that's the... Don't ad lib. Stick to the paper, the paper campaign. Now, what other paper hints have you?
Well, Kleenex should be used on both sides.
Very good.
Radio scripts are a waste of paper. All radio scripts should be done away with.
Well, wouldn't this do away with radio comedians?
That's the idea. Yes, I've got scads of paper suggestions here.
Written on your cuff there?
Yes, I don't want to waste paper.
Oh, naturally.
I've also made up a paper slogan.
What is your paper slogan?
Don't be snobbish, save your rubbish.
Don't be snobbish, save your rubbish.
Oh, yes, it's sweeping the country.
Well... Have you personally cut down on anything besides paper, Mr. Knob?
Oh, yes. I've stopped telephoning, riding in the subway, and eating in the automat.
To save what?
I'm conserving brass.
Well, what has brass got to do with telephone calls, the subway, and the automat?
Shh. For years, I've been using slugs.
You look like the type of man who would do it, and thank you, Mr. Landis Knob. And now a young man who bungled his first attempt to cooperate in the waste paper campaign, Mr. Norvex Fifield. You said that you came to grief, Mr. Fifield?
That I did.
What happened?
Well, yesterday I had a pain in the stomach, so I went to the doctor.
Yeah?
The doctor started to write a prescription.
And?
I said, don't write that prescription, Doc. Save that paper.
And he did?
Yeah, he told me the name of the medicine.
Well, did you buy it?
No. On the way to the drugstore, I forgot the name of the medicine, and I still got the pain in my stomach.
Oh, isn't that a shame? Well, perhaps I can help you. I'll name a few medicines. They may bring it back to you, may remind you. Was it Belladonna?
No.
Sulfanilamide?
No.
Formaldehyde?
No. Now, wait a minute. It's beginning to come back. I think I got it.
Good.
Name a state on the West Coast.
On the West Coast.
Yeah.
California?
No.
Oregon?
No.
Washington?
No. Now, come a little farther east.
Little farther east, huh? All right. Idaho?
No.
Wyoming?
No.
Utah?
Come a little farther east.
A little farther east. Illinois?
No.
Indiana?
No.
Michigan?
Michigan, that's it, Michigan.
Michigan, huh? Yeah. Fine. Well, what is the name of the medicine?
Don't rush me. Name some important cities in Michigan.
Cities, let me see. Battle Creek?
No.
Kalamazoo?
No.
Detroit?
Detroit, that's
Detroit,
it.
Detroit, fine. And the medicine is?
Don't get ahead of me now. Name some big industries in Detroit.
Industries. Automobile?
No.
Shipping?
Shipping. Where do they ship?
On the Great Lakes. Have you got it?
Not yet, but you're getting warm.
I'm getting warm.
Yeah, now just name me a couple of lakes.
Lakes, let me see. Lake Superior?
No.
Lake Huron?
No.
Lake Erie?
Erie. Now I'm all set.
Well, it's about time. You've got it?
Not quite.
Well, what now?
Well, what big historical event took place on Lake Erie?
Well, in 1813, there was a big naval battle.
Who was in it?
Commodore Perry.
That's it.
You've got the name of the medicine?
Perry Garrick.
Do you realize in your untutored way what you have done?
No.
You have spoiled my whole night.
That I did.
That you did, and double did. Drop did, and did out of here. And now a housewife with a most unusual story, Mrs. Brunhilde Spratt. You got behind the waste paper drive, Mrs. Spratt?
I overdone it.
You did? What happened?
I went to the house and sent in every piece of paper I could lay me hands on.
You did? Paper bags?
Paper bags. Paper napkins, yeah. Paper doilies, writing paper, tissue paper, sandpaper, blotting paper.
Good for you.
I took the paper off my husband's cigarette.
You did? Good.
Then I pried the wallpaper off the walls and sent that in.
You sent that in? You didn't overlook a thing, did you?
I even took them little tags off of all the tea bags.
You did? You sent in every piece of paper in your house.
That's how I overdone it.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, finally, there was a big fracas, and my husband walked out.
After the fracas, he walked out, did he? He told you off, did he?
Yeah. Brunhilde, he says, when you took the newspaper out of me shoes, I didn't say nothing.
Uh-huh.
When you sent in me library, all them Morocco-bound police gazettes, I didn't complain. When there wasn't no paper to wipe the lather off me razor, he says, I wiped it on me union suit leg.
Yes.
But, he says, when you sent in my two pieces of cardboard and put me out of work, I'm through.
Your husband's two pieces of cardboard?
He's a picket.
And he left you flat, you say?
Yeah, he put on his shoes and said, today I am a bachelor and scrammed.
A bachelor? Well, he's still married to you, isn't he?
Yes, but I can't prove it.
You can't prove it? Why not?
Well, in the heat of the paper drive...
Yeah?
I sent me marriage license to the OPA.
And now you are a widow?
No, I went back to my first husband.
But losing your marriage license doesn't mean anything. You are still married to your second husband.
No, he tells me.
Better late than ever. And thank you, Mrs. Brunhilde Spratt. Well, I guess that concludes...
Excuse me, brother.
Oh, not you again.
Yeah, Falstaff sent me.
Falstaff Openshaw, that rhyming tramp?
Yeah, Falstaff's still in a clink.
Still in jail, huh? Well, that's good.
Yeah, he sneaked out some more poems through a trustee.
Well, we're not interested in...
Have you heard, bake me a cake like Mother used to make with just a hacksaw inside? Come with me to the Belfry, Jenny. We'll kick that gong around.
No, I haven't...
Don't back out of that cattle car, Mother. The brakeman might see your calf.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look, it so happens at the moment we are discussing the OPA drive for waste paper.
Precisely why I am here. Falstaff's wrote a poem about paper.
What is it called?
Paper.
It's called paper, huh? Well, how does the paper poem go?
Paper is a substance made from rags or grass or trees. Paper was invented in A.D. by the Chinese. Didn't paper cause the troubles man has known throughout the ages? If paper wasn't first made, we wouldn't have history's pages. Ain't paper used for treaties with their economic thuggery? Don't diplomats use paper for international skullduggery?
Uh-huh.
We can all blame paper for the wild, sad state today. It's on account of paper, the world arms for the fray. Yes, if it wasn't for a paper shortage, the world wouldn't be haranguing. And the man who started all this fuss would still be paper hanging.
Very good. Falstaff Openshaw. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is Kenny Baker time, ably supported by Maestro Goodman. Kenny sings, Can't You Hear Me Calling Caroline?
When old Bob White gives his call, Caroline, Caroline, I miss you at the sunset when the evening shadows fall. Caroline, Caroline, I miss you when the moonbeams are on the river shine. Oh, can't you hear me calling? Oh, yeah, Caroline, can't you hear me calling, Caroline? It's my heart a-callin', darlin'. Lordy, how I miss you, gal of mine. Wish that I could kiss you, Caroline. Ain't no use now for the sun to shine, Caroline. Can't you hear me call?
Kenny. That was swell. If Caroline...
Planes now leaving on TWA, Pan American, Northwest Airlines, Delta Airlines, Braniff Airways, National Airlines, Continental Airlines, and Mid-Continent Airlines. All aboard.
Say what, Jimmy? What is this? Are we out at LaGuardia Field all of a sudden, are we?
Why, no, Fred, that's a roll call. A Texaco roll call of the great airlines of America. TWA, Pan American, Northwest, Delta, Braniff, National, Continental, and the Mid-Continent Airlines. Millions of American travelers have flown these airlines. Their passenger planes are a familiar sight in every section of the country. And they are Texaco users all. Yes, more revenue airline miles in the United States are flown with Texaco than with any other brand. And that fame in the air has a real down-to-earth meaning for you as a motorist. For the maintenance engineers of these great airlines are experts in motor efficiency. And you put yourself right in line with their expert opinion when you drive your car in at a Texaco dealer.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as our guest this evening, I am indeed happy to present...
Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland. Hey, you are all dressed up this evening. What's cooking?
Well, you said our guest tonight is a big man from Hollywood.
Oh, he is, but he's not a dashing glamour boy, Portland. Our guest is Mark Hellinger. He's a motion picture producer.
Oh, is there any difference between a Hollywood actor and a producer?
Oh, there's a big difference. Actors get Oscars, producers get ulcers.
Well, Kenny says Mr. Hellinger can put me in pictures.
Well, he can, but Mr. Hellinger isn't in New York on a scavenger hunt. That's one for me. You can't get into pictures, Portland, unless you can act.
Well, what has Jack Benny got that I haven't got?
Well, he's got a girdle left over from his last picture.
But how does Jack stay in pictures?
Oh, who knows? He's got something on the industry. He's Mickey Rooney's grandfather or something.
Hi, kid.
Oh, hello, Kenny.
Where's the big movie Typhoon?
Oh, Typhoon. That's Tycoon, Kenny. A tycoon is a big businessman.
What's a typhoon, then?
What's a typhoon? Well, a typhoon is something with Dorothy L'Amour in it.
I thought that was a sarong.
Oh, no. A sarong is the South Sea is a South Sea turban with no sense of direction. It's a sort of a sunken muffler, I think you call. And now I want to warn you, we can't waste Mr. Hellinger's time tonight because movie producers are very busy men. They live in a world of speed, hustle, bustle, and briskin.
Aren't producers those guys everybody has to yes all the time out in Hollywood?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
If we yes Mr. Hellinger, Kenny, maybe he'll put us in a picture.
Oh, no.
That's a swell idea, Porty. Let's rehearse.
Uh-huh. Yes, Mr. Hellinger. Yes, Mr. Hellinger. You bet. Yes, Mr. Hellinger.
Now, cut that out. Mr. Hellinger is pestered everywhere with people trying to get into pictures. Now, I'm going to introduce him, and please don't bother him. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the writer of one of the most widely read newspaper columns in America, the gentleman who more recently has produced such smash movie hits as The Roaring Twenties, Brother Orchid, They Drive by Night, Torrid Zone, and High Sierra, meet Mr. Mark Hellinger. Well, good evening, Mr. Hellinger.
Good evening, Mr. Allen.
Well, how are things out in Hollywood?
Oh, I'd rather not talk about things, Fred.
You'd rather... Well, why not?
Well, everyone who comes from Hollywood always talks about Hollywood. I'd rather not.
Rather not, yeah. Huh? Well, how are conditions in the picture business?
Well, I'd rather not talk about conditions, Fred.
You'd rather not talk, and you're a producer?
Well, I'd rather not mention my work, Fred.
Well, what company are you associated with now, Mark?
Well, I'd rather not mention the company, Fred. You see, that might sound like advertising.
Well, have you just finished a picture that's about to be released?
Well, let's not go into that, Fred.
Well, all right. We'll be through in no time at this rate. If you If you don't want to discuss these things, Mark, now, do you mind if I give our audience and our listeners a short Hellinger background resume?
Well, if you must, Fred, but I know it's going to be embarrassing.
Well, you just have to stand there and blush, that's all, Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest tonight, Mr. Mark Hellinger, lives in Glendale, California.
I live in Hollywood, Fred.
Hollywood, yeah. Is it? At present, Mr. Hellinger is a producer at the Paramount Studios.
It's 20th Century Fox.
20th Century Fox, huh? Mr. Hellinger has just completed a new picture called How Green Was My Valley.
It's Rise and Shine.
Rise and Shine, huh? And Rise and Shine opens at the Rivoli Theater here in New York City.
It's the Roxy.
The Roxy, is it? Well, the premiere is on November 26th.
It's December 8th.
Well, I guess that's the works, Mark. Did I overlook anything?
Just one thing, Fred.
What?
You forgot to call me Lubitsch.
I was coming to that when you interrupted. But say, I haven't introduced you to my little unit here, Mark. This is Mr. Hellinger, Portland.
Pleasure, Portland.
Don't you think Betty Grable is working too hard at your studio, Mr. Hellinger?
Oh, I don't think so, Portland.
Betty must be pretty tired. She's in all the pictures.
Yeah, she's very popular.
If Betty Grable ever breaks down, and you need a star in a hurry...
Look, if Mark needs a star, he can always find one in front of a Texaco station. This is Kenny Baker, Mark.
Hello, Kenny.
Hi, chum. How's Tyrone Power feeling these days?
Well, Ty's all right so far as I know.
He's getting pretty gray, isn't he?
Is he?
That white hair sure shows up in Technicolor.
Now, Kenny.
Well, can I help it if Tyrone Power's an old man? What you want in a picture business today is new blood, right, M.H.?
M.H., yeah, how do you...
Well, that's right, Kenny. We're always looking for new talent.
You should see me in a sweater.
Kenny.
Well, I'll keep you in mind, Kenny.
Can we audition for you, Mr. Hellinger?
I can walk like Charles Lawton.
Well, you can walk like Charles Lawton. You start walking, Kenny. Mark and I want to talk, right, Mark?
It's about time. What's on your mind, Fred?
Well, first, tell me, what's holding up the opening of your new picture, Rise and Shine? Is there a priority on dishes? Is that holding the thing up?
No, Fred, it isn't scheduled open until December 8th.
Well, are you going to have one of those big Hollywood openings at the Roxy, you know, with the celebrities and the searchlights?
There's another kind?
Not that I know of, no. But say, how long have you been out at Glamour Junction, Mark?
It's 5 years now, Fred.
5 years. Mm-hmm. Well, do you think New York has changed much since you've been gone?
No, Fred. Mayor LaGuardia is still here.
That's right.
The flea circus is still here.
Yes, that's right.
And you're still telling the same jokes.
Well, tell me, do all those funny things I read about happen around the Hollywood studios? You know, producers eating aspirin, actors eating each other out there.
I don't believe all you hear about Hollywood, Fred. Picture making is a serious business today. All the companies are turning out better pictures than ever before. 20th Century has some great pictures coming out.
20th Century, that reminds me, Mark. Don Ameche is on your lot, isn't he?
Yes, Fred, he is.
Well, Mark, as friend to friend, have you ever seen the real Don Ameche?
I often wonder.
You don't know?
Well, I'm not sure, Fred. Some days when I'm in conference with my boss, Daryl Zanuck, I get a peculiar feeling.
Peculiar feeling? Spooky?
Yes, something tells me it's just Don Ameche playing Daryl Zanuck.
Don Ameche, he's all over, huh?
Oh, F.A.,
yeah. Yes, Kenny?
When can we audition for Mr. Hellinger?
Later, Kenny. Say, tell me, Mark, how do you producers out in Hollywood know what sort of pictures to make?
Well, pictures go in cycles, Fred.
Cycles. I remember the Mr. Motorcycle. But what causes these cycles?
Well, audiences and the times determine the type of pictures that will sell.
In other words, the public makes the trend.
That's right, Fred. Next spring, I may be making a Shakespearean picture. I'll be looking for Shakespearean actors.
Well, where can you get Shakespearean actors?
What light through yonder window breaks? It is the East, and Juliet is the sun.
Oh, Romero! Romero! Romero.
Quiet. The Crisco kid. Well, tell me, Mark, after the Shakespeare vogue dies out, what will happen?
Well, who knows? I may be making a gay 90s picture. Old-time singers will be in demand.
She was only a bird in a gilded cage.
And a beautiful
sight to see.
Do we get the job?
Quiet. You too. Well, all right, after a gay 90s cycle, Mark, what follows?
Well, times may change, Fred, and I'll do another picture like Rise and Shine, a comedy full of gags and laughs. I'll be looking for comedians.
Hey, Gracie.
Yes, Georgie Porgy.
How can you keep a dead fish from smelling?
Cut off his nose.
Yuck.
We have enough yucks around here now. This is the last straw.
Get it, Mr. Hellinger?
Yes, Mark gets it, I get it, and if you don't stop, you'll get it.
You can reach me and carry the Y, Mr. Hellinger.
I'm at the YW, Mr. Hellinger.
And I'll be at the psychopathic ward.
Oh, don't get excited, Fred.
Well, it burns me up, Mark. Just because you're a movie producer, everybody bothers you trying to get into pictures. I guess I'm probably the first person you've met who hasn't asked a favor of you.
Well, you are, Fred, and I appreciate it, too.
And I appreciate your kindness in paying us this little visit tonight, Mark.
Oh, forget it, Fred. We're friends.
No, Mark. Now, you're a busy man. You drop everything just to be with us here tonight.
Oh, forget it, Fred. We're friends.
Why, you put our program over tonight.
Oh, forget it, Fred. We're friends.
Someday I'll repay this favor, Mark. Someday I'll come out to Hollywood and I'll star in one of your pictures.
Forget it, Fred.
I get it.
Good night, Fred.
Good night, and thank you, and good luck with Rise and Shine, Mark Hellinger. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now that Kenny isn't going to Hollywood, he rejoices in an Irving Berlin medley. Kenny is waiting, Mr. Goodman.
By morning, night.
I just noticed while you were singing there, what is that on your upper lip?
I'm growing a mustache, F.A.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to become an airplane pilot.
Oh, and you have to have a lip toupee for that, do you?
Sure. I've been seeing Dive Bomber and those other aviation pictures, and all the pilots have mustaches.
Well, from the looks of that sideburn under your nose, you'll never make it, Kenny. Why, Guy Kibbe has more hair in his comb than you have on your upper lip there.
Gosh, what am I going to do? I'd give anything to fly.
Well, you don't have to go up in the air to fly. Larry, tell Kenny how he can practically fly on the ground.
Why, thousands upon thousands of drivers in all 48 states know the answer to that one, Fred. It's Sky Chief, Texaco's different premium gasoline. The very name Sky Chief tells you here's a gasoline that will give your driving something of the thrill of flying. Yes, Sky Chief does just that. Your car takes off in a flash with a surge of soaring power. You're away under cruising speed, smoothly and without apparent effort. On the hills, there's only a quiet zoom and lift to tell you that you're climbing. Even in traffic, it's fun handling a car with power like that. Flexible power that keeps your car spirited at any pace. So try it yourself. Don't just drive. Fly the highway with Sky Chief, your Texaco dealer's premium gasoline for those who want the best. Texaco Star Theater continues in just a moment when Fred Allen returns to present this week's winner in the Texaco College competition. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WABC, New York.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Dame Fortune smiles upon another talented young performer nominated for fame by the students of an American university. Each week, a winner is brought to New York for an appearance in the Texaco Star Theater as Fred Allen's guest, with all expenses paid plus a cash award of $200. All right, Fred, the welcome mat is ready and waiting.
And so am I, Larry. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present the University of Kentucky's most talented undergraduate, a charming Titian-haired co-ed, Miss Betty Wells Roberts. Well, welcome to the Texaco Star Theater, Miss Roberts.
Thank you.
Since you are a real Southern belle, Betty, I hope that our Northern hospitality won't seem to be sort of a letdown.
Oh, I'm sure it won't, Mr. Allen. I've been having a wonderful time.
Well, that's fine. Is this your first trip to New York?
Why, no. I went to school here for a short time. But my home is in Kentucky, and I love it.
In Kentucky, huh? It must be beautiful down in the bluegrass country. I once heard of a cow in Kentucky that ate so much of that bluegrass, she mooed indigo. Tell me, Betty, in what course are you majoring at the University of Kentucky?
Romance language.
Romance language? You mean like, who's a itty baby is who? Baby talk?
I mean the romance languages, French, Spanish, and Italian.
Oh, of course. Parlez-vous, si, and grazia.
Oh, you've studied romance languages, Mr.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I majored in Pig Latin. My diploma was a swine skin, Betty. Right after graduation, I had it smoked so it wouldn't spoil. I've got it hanging out back now.
Well, where did you go to college, Mr. Allen?
Well, I'd rather not say, Betty. It will only embarrass the faculty. After I graduated, I sued and got my tuition back. I was... But about your college career, do you participate in any extracurricular activities?
Why, yes. I'm a member of Kappa Delta Sorority.
Kappa Delta, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, when I was at college, I tried to get into Kappa Delta.
But a sorority is a girl's society.
Well, I found that out. But, Betty, your school now isn't far from Churchill Downs. Have you ever attended a Kentucky Derby?
Well, I tried to last year, but there was such a crowd that I didn't get in until an hour after the race was over.
An hour after the race was over. Well, that's exactly what happened to the horse I bet on in the Derby last year. You know that my horse came in so late, a man from Borden's was riding him when he came. And still to come in were three of Crosby's horses. Well, now, Betty, you are a senior at the university. That means that you will graduate this coming June. Now, what about your career?
Well, I'd like to write for radio if I could.
Oh, Betty. Think of your parents, your self-respect. Writing for radio is no career for you.
Why not, Mr. Allen?
Well, to begin with, most radio scripts, you know, aren't written. The average radio script is like goulash. It accumulates. And it's all wet when you finally get it together, in that respect.
But I'd like to be a good writer, Mr. Allen.
Oh, a good writer. Then you should make a fortune, Betty. A good writer in radio will indeed be a novelty. Now, before you regale our listeners with a song, I'd like to ask a favor of you, Betty, if you don't mind.
Well, not at all.
Well, the governor of Kentucky, the Honorable Keene Johnson, was kind enough to honor the occasion of your appearance here tonight by sending me a homebred Kentucky Thanksgiving turkey. Now, when you get back to Kentucky, I'd like to have you give the governor, the Honorable Keene Johnson, this little can here. In this can is a print of the last picture I made. Now, you give this to the governor, then we'll each have a turkey. Thank you, folks who saw the picture. Thank you very much. And now, Betty, what are you going to sing for us?
Night and Day.
Night and Day. Ladies and gentlemen, the University of Kentucky's most talented undergraduate, Miss Betty Wells Roberts, sings for us Night and Day. Mr. Goodman. Betty Wells Roberts, and thanks to the University of Kentucky for sending you here to be with us tonight. Now, next week, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the most talented undergraduate of Tulane University at New Orleans, Louisiana. After listening to the three finalists over station WWL, the Tulane students voted, their ballots have just been tabulated, and the winner is Miss Gloria Spencer. Miss Spencer, we'll be waiting for you here next Wednesday night.
Oh, Mr. Allen!
The door's wide open. Yes, Portland?
Mama wants to know if you can come out tomorrow and bring a couple of friends.
A couple of friends for what?
Well, Mama's been knitting sweaters for soldiers. She just finished one. She needs three men to try it on.
Three men to try on the sweater, huh?
Mama's sweater came out with six arms.
Six arms, huh? Well, your mother certainly believes in an armed force, doesn't she?
Yes, Mama's in tune with these emergency times.
And so are the more than 45,000 Texaco dealers, Portland. Only they're in tune the right way. Will you tell us about that, Jimmy?
In tune with these emergency times, Texaco dealers are on the alert to make your car run better and last longer. They have the quality products, too. Those Texaco brands famous for protection, long mileage, and economy. Make it a point to start your car's conservation program right now. Get your car in all-around good condition for cold weather driving at the nearest Texaco dealer. He'll start with a crankcase, drain off your old, worn oil, and refill with insulated Havoline or insulated Texaco motor oil. He'll change over the transmission and differential to Texaco gear lubricant for easy shifting, smooth running. And then he'll carry his car conservation program into the chassis. Put an end to squeaks and needless chassis wear with a Marfac chassis loop with a thorough expert job like Safe Side. Texaco service saves.
The Texaco Workshop Players. This is the little group that calls any player costume play if they have to wear their shoes. A murder mystery. It's called Death Comes to Bonnegie Hall for One Night Only, or One Long Pan Digs a Symphony Orchestra and Finds the Killer Dilla. Music, Arturo.
And so we say buenos noches to Xavier Houlihan and his Samba Serenaders. Xavier Houlihan and his Samba Serenaders came to you direct from the Enchilatka Room at Max's Chili Grotto. Just off Route 1 at Tenafly, New Jersey. Xavier Houlihan and his Samba Serenaders may be heard again over this same station, but I doubt it. I am too.
We take you now to Bonnegie Hall, direction of Leopold Stoccanini.
Good evening, Symphony fans. Here we are at Bonnegie, waiting for conductor Stoccanini to appear. Ross, to tell you about tonight's concert. And Ross.
Good evening. The Philharmonic Symphon welcomes you to its weekly concert here at Bonnegie Hall. Leopold Stoccanini has Tchaikovsky. The life of Tchaikovsky, as we all know. Tchaikovsky was born, Tchaikovsky died. Much for Tchaikovsky. Tonight, our guest soloist is Benny Glubman, the so-called King of Swing. Well, I see we're ready. Mr. Stoccanini is wobbling around on the podium, I see. He's taken his rubber gloves off, his long, lean hands are prepared, and the first number will be Tchaikovsky's Concerto in A-sharp minor. Something has happened here at Bonnegie Hall, music lovers. As Benny Glubman started his clarinet solo, two shots rang out of key, incidentally. Benny Glubman fell dead. And now, if you will excuse me, I shall go and call the police. This is Stilton Dross signing off to call the police.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. Soloist killed at Bonnegie Hall. Calling One Long Pan. Report at Bonnegie Hall. Wear your mandarin coat with the tails, Long Pan. It's formal. Calling One Long Pan. Calling One Long Pan.
Oh, greetings and we get, alligator. Detective One Long Pan reporting. B-I-B-O-Bo, use life boy, B-O will go. Long pan and fine fetter, long pan and good voice tonight.
Please, please, if you're auditioning for Major Bowes, he's two blocks down.
Well, who are you, Monsieur Longhair?
I am Leopold Stockanini, conductor of the Symphonic.
Barbara Paul Hockawinnie of Dr. Cigar and Tonic.
Go away, please, please. I'm expecting a detective.
I am Detective One Long Pan, buddy. Pell Street Superman. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's One Long Pan.
Well, why didn't you say so? There's been a murder, Long Pan.
Who, confidentially, who murder?
Oh, this man on the floor, Benny Glubman. He's been shot.
Ah, murder solved. Long Pan fast like Quicksilver. Hi-yo, Quicksilver! Murder solved.
Wonderful. Who shot him?
Benny Dubman, not the shot.
But I distinctly heard two shots.
Regardless, Benny Dubman, poison.
Poison?
Exactly. You see, tongue hang out. Tongue all black.
His tongue... Oh, that's his clarinet. It's still in his mouth.
Oh, long pan, shilly billy. Long pan, examine body again. Let me see, let long pan see. Oh, two bullet holes in right temple. Long pan, close in.
Oh, whom do you suspect, long pan?
Everybody. Where is orchestra?
The men are waiting in the rehearsal hall down this corridor.
Let's go. Benny Glubman did get shot where he fell. X marks the spot. In his head, he's got two cola. He can't drink his Pepsi Cola. Nickel, 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 nickel.
Oh, the orchestra's in here, long pan.
Very good. Long pan, forget melody, but carry on regardless. Let's go.
Quiet, quiet, then. Quiet, quiet, please. This is Detective One Long Pan.
Hi-ho, everybody.
Hi,
you, hi-ho, hi-ho. You line up, everybody. Long Pan Grill Band, one by one.
Pardon me, can I be excused, Mr. Long Pan?
Who are you?
Oh, this is Cy, my tuba player. Cy Krupski.
Yes, I would prefer to get away early.
Not now, buddy. Peter.
Look, I live in the Bronx. If I get caught in that late subway crowd with my big tuba, it is murder. I got to go.
Not now. You stick around, buddy.
Oh, the last subway jam I got in, they flattened out the tuba.
Flattened tuba?
Yes, when I'm getting off in the Bronx, I have a cymbal.
Too bad, Mr. Krupski. Long Pan, who is into action? Long Pan, Leonard Klein.
Well, how?
You, Mr. Flockenity, you put orchestra back in original position, you see, and make snappy.
Yes, all right. Men, take your instruments and get back in your symphony position.
Come now. Hurry up.
Ah, there you are, Long Pan. They're all back in place.
Very good. Now, where did the Benny Bubbleman stand when murdered?
He was right in front of me with his clarinet, about there.
Very good. About there, you say. Now, what the number orchestra play?
Tchaikovsky's Concerto in A sharp minor.
Exactly. Now, you play a concerto until part where shots were fired. You catch on? You
yes,
catch him, you?
Yes.
You then stop.
All right. Stop after the fourth bar, then. One, two.
Oh, very good. Very pretty. Very good.
Yes. Right there, as Benny Glubman started his clarinet solo, the two shots were fired.
Okay, now you were in front of Benny Flubman, violin player in back of Benny Flubman, lady with harp, right side of Benny Flubman.
Where can I go now, Mr. Longpen? I've got to get this tube in the subway.
No. You, Krupski, you sat left side of murder man, Benny Dubman. You, violin player, lady harp player, and Mr. Sockanini, you stay. Everybody else, go. Scram, scram.
All right,
everybody
then,
else, out, everybody
go,
out,
go,
everybody
go,
out,
go,
everybody
go,
out.
Go ahead.
Now, you four people line up.
Oh, this is ridiculous, Long Pan.
Maybe so, maybe not so. One of you four killed Bennett Dubman.
But how could I kill him? I was conducting the orchestra with my bare hands. I've got a perfect alibi.
Lullaby, very good. Maybe too good, maybe
but
too...
I was in front of Glubman. The two bullet holes are on the right side of his head.
Okay, you are excused, Mr. Sockanini. Excuse you. Now, you, Miss Hoppy Lady, what is your name, Toots?
I'm Miss Dilly.
Oh, Missy Dilly, huh? Happy to know you, Long Pan. Happy to know, Missy
Thank
Dilly.
You.
You sit on right side of Benny Dubman and Missy Dilly. Maybe you know who murdered Benny Dubman?
Yes, I did it.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't hold in any longer. I confess.
Why you kill Benny Club and Missy Dilly?
It was an accident. I only wanted to frighten Misha Horlick.
Misha Horlick? Who is Disha Holick?
I am.
Oh-ho, Misha Violin Player, you, Misha Holick. What you know about murder?
I am innocent. I haven't done anything.
You've been stealing my harp strings, Misha Horlick.
Stealing harp strings? You explain, Misha Dilly.
This miser is too cheap to buy violin strings. He's been stealing the strings off of my harp and cutting them down.
Oh, Misha, you bad boy, Misha.
That's why I fired the two pieces of buckshot. I wanted to teach this tightwad a lesson. I must have missed Misha and killed Benny Glubman.
You know what this means, Miss Dilley.
I know. Back to Spitalny.
Very good. Where is gun, Mr. Dele?
Gun? I didn't have a gun.
No gun? How you shoot a buckshot?
With my harp string, like a bow and arrow.
You demonstrate, please. You sure one long pass.
Certainly. You see, I put the buckshot on the harp string like this and pull.
Oh, very good. Mistress of Long Pan, alas, you, Mr. Dele.
Now, wait a minute, Long Pan. I heard two gunshots. Harp strings don't sound like a gun.
Collection, please. Mystery, not so. You, Mr. Hollick. Long Pan, alas, you for murder Benny Dubman.
Well, why should I kill a brother musician? I'm working.
That's good enough for one long time, Mr.
Long
Hollick.
Long Pan, please, if I don't get in the subway with my chupa...
Not so fast, Mr. Cy Krupski. Long Pan, alas, you for murder of Benny Bubman.
Why me?
You are only suspect left. You must be guilty. Very simple.
You're insane, Long Pan. Krupski was sitting on Glubman's left.
Yes, you said the bullet holes were in his right temple. How could I shoot around his head? And besides, I haven't any gun. Search me.
You bet. Long Pan give you a quick fresh. Oh, fat boy.
Never mind. Never mind that. I haven't any gun, have I?
No le wallow, eh?
You're stymied, Long Pan. Why don't you give up?
Yes, I've got to get down in the subway with my tuba.
Hold on, Mr. Krupski. Before you go, maybe you like to play tuba for one, Long Pan.
No, I practiced all day. I am all puckered out.
All puckered out. Very good. Long Pan, play tuba.
Here, put down the tuba. You have no union card?
Long Pan, personal friend, Mr. Patillo. Long Pan, play scale.
What was that?
Yes, what were those two shots?
Mystery again solved. Long Pan, alas, you, Mr. Krupski, for murder Benny Glubman.
This you can prove?
This I can prove. Mr. Krupski, you drop bullet down tuba mouthpiece. You blow bullet down into valve. When you press E-flat key, bullet explodes.
But Krupski was sitting on Glubman's left, Long Pan.
Exactly, but tuba wind round and round and round. Bullet come out in curve, hit Clubman opposite side.
Yes, you got me with my tuba down, Long Pan. I did it. How did you know?
And this shows our music case, Mr. Krupski. P.I.T. Look.
That's right, Krupski.
Not the Krupski. Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky.
Exactly. P.I.T. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Face up, Tchaikovsky.
Yes. It's my great-grandfather's tuba case.
Exactly. You change Koff and Tchaikovsky to Krupp. Call yourself not Tchaikovsky, Cy Krupski.
Is this true, Krupski?
Da, Leopold, da. Tchaikovsky, the great composer, was my great-grandfather. How proud I was of that name until...
Until what, big boy?
Until they started swinging Tchaikovsky's beautiful music, taking his melodies, calling them moon love, our love, tonight we love. This was the last straw.
Well, why?
When Glubman is starting to swing my great-grandfather's concerto in A-sharp minor and expecting me, Tchaikovsky's great-grandson, to sit there and play too, to contribute to his mockery, I killed him. Too young, Glubman.
Mistress Saw for final time, positively. Let's go, Tchaikovsky.
Long Pan, will I get the gallows for this?
Aesop say, man who devote life to classical music will never swing. Oh, Long Pan, and now just a final word from Larry Elliott.
Help put the membership drive of the American Red Cross over the top. Never in its history has the need for or the demands upon its worldwide facilities been greater. Join the American Red Cross now through your local chapter.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us tonight. Next week, our guest will be the Hollywood charmer, Miss Edna Mae Oliver. And the winner of the Texaco College competition at Tulane University, Miss Gloria Spencer. This is Fred Allen saying goodnight for the more than 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast, inviting you to tune in again next Wednesday night and to drive in at your Texaco dealers at any time. Remember, you're welcome. Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.